Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily word from God's heart brought by Pastor Preeji. As you receive the word, open your soul to be encountered by Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day. How are you doing in the Lord? How are you doing in your spirit? How are you doing in your mind today? How are you doing in your heart? How do you respond to the words that people speak to you? How do you respond to the criticism that comes your way? How do you respond to the acceptance, to the praise, to the celebration that comes your way? Your response to everything that life throws at you is the real you. See, we can be intentional about how to talk to somebody, but we cannot really be intentional about how to respond to a situation. The way that we respond to a situation shows the real person that we are, shows what we believe about ourselves, shows how we have trained our mind, how we have renewed our mind, or we have not renewed our mind. Let me give you what God's word tells us in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 21. It says that fire, it tests the purity of silver and gold. In fact, silver and gold, when we originally get it, it is in its very raw form. And it has to go through a process of testing and purifying and refining. And even after we start using it, as the days go by, as the ornaments or the jewelry that you're wearing gets older, it tends to have its own wear and tear. And when you take it to a jeweler, when you take it to somebody who is used to purifying that silver or gold, what they're going to do is they're going to put it into the fire. They're going to allow it to go through a process by which it can be refined. Also, by which they will know how much of silver, of gold is there in this. And how much of impurities is there in this. It's like a process of testing. It's like a process of approving and understanding if this silver is genuine, if this gold is genuine, because there are certain temperatures at which this gold is supposed to melt. Anything that melts before that, it's impurities. It is not valuable. And the writer of the proverb says that just like fire, it is used to test the purity of silver and gold. He says that a person, a human being, a child of God, he is tested by being praised. That is a surprise to me, because I would think that we are tested by, the bad circumstances that happen around us, by people hurting us, by painful experiences that we would have with our health or our relationships. But here it says that the ultimate test of a person's character is what we do when we are praised, what we do when we are celebrated, what we do when we are elevated, what we do when we are promoted, how we respond to the growth in our life is the ultimate test of character. See, when we are hurting, when we are broken, we would obviously run to God. We would obviously depend more on God. See, when you're going through a bad time, if you're not going to God, it's definitely a proven thing that you're not a believer. You don't really know what God can do for you. When you're going through a sad time, that's not a time when you run away from God. That's a time you have to naturally gravitate into His presence. But the thing is that sometimes we get so used to going to God only when something is wrong and not when something is right. Here we see the example of a person who is being praised, and the Bible says how he is going to respond to it, how is he is going to give the credit to God, how he is going to give glory to God, especially when he is glorified, especially when he is elevated, especially when he is promoted, is going to be a test, is going to be a sign of how pure his heart is. Now, all of us, we enjoy praise from people. There's hardly anybody who don't enjoy people talking good about them. Now, for some of us, we may not like praise because we have a low self-esteem or we don't have a right understanding of who we are. But there are others who understand that we are valuable, who understand who we are in the spirit, and because of which we don't mind people praising us. But our problem is that we begin to enjoy that praise. We begin to just take in all of that praise as something that belongs to us. As a person that is a child of God, called by God, anointed by God, ordained by God, it is impossible, my dear friend, for you to avoid praise. It is impossible for you to not be elevated, to not be celebrated, to not be promoted. It will come to you at one point or the other. But will you look at it as a test to prove how pure your heart is? Will you look at it as a test to prove that your devotion is in fact to the Lord, is in fact to the name that is above every other name, that you will not be bought by flattery, that you will not be swept away by what people say and think and do and feel? No, you're somebody who is well rooted, well planted, well grounded in who God has called you, in what God says about you. We have to learn this knack of redirecting all the praises, redirecting all of our blessings, redirecting all of our promotions to bring glory back to God. When we read the prayer that Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, you would see him using the same words. He's saying, "I'm ready, God, to receive the glory that you have kept in store for me. Why don't you glorify me so that I may instead glorify you?" We have to be willing to take the praises, but it has to be a way of us bringing these praises back to the feet of Jesus and say, "Lord, you deserve this. Lord, this belongs to you. You are the rightful owner of every good thing that happens in my life." Now that is the test of a person, of a Jesus lover who knows his value, but at the same time knows that the credit goes to God. The glory goes to God. The praises go to God. He alone is worthy. And somebody said an amen. Amen. God bless you. We'll catch up again tomorrow morning.
Thank you for listening. As God has spoken to you through this word, share this podcast and encourage someone's spirit. Reach out to us at pastorpreji.com. May this word guide your day.